Hello and welcome to Season 2 of Inforum's Meet Her podcast. My name is Terry Barclay, and I am President and CEO of Inforum, a nonprofit whose work includes highlighting and supporting diversity in business leadership. The Meet Her podcast series includes and introduces listeners to women of accomplishment whose experiences and insights feed us all on our leadership journeys. And I am just so absolutely thrilled and excited that joining me today is Amy McLean, Vice President, Client and Community Relations Director at PNC Bank. And we are so proud that she is a member of the Inforum Board of Directors. Welcome, Amy, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, knowing you and the wisdom that you have to impart, we have a lot of ground to cover. So let's get right to it.
Sounds great.
What are the challenges and opportunities that companies face in being intentional about gender and racial diversity?
That's a really good question. So implementing diversity in the workplace is a huge commitment, and there's no handbook on how to do it. Every company has a unique set of goals, and diversity practices must align with those to be successful. So more than ever, employees are prioritizing diversity and inclusion initiatives and investing resources into making sure their teams are set up for success. Focusing on diversity and inclusion is not only the smart thing to do for your business, but it's also the right thing to do. One of the challenges in overcoming bias, a lot of humans, a lot of us, our decisions are based on beliefs and intuition and sometimes not facts. Even with our best intentions, people have the tendency to bring bias into their everyday interactions, including into the workplace. So bias would be one opportunity, a challenge that companies do have. And another challenge is resistance. Not everyone is on board with the idea of diversity in the workplace, and some people are uncomfortable with the unfamiliar. And others may be opposed to the idea by intentionally bringing in diversity in the workplace. But no matter the reason for the resistance, it is important that we as leaders make an effort to consistently educate our employees about why behind our company's diversity. What is the why, and helping them to understand that. One of the opportunities of having a really diverse workplace is a wider talent pool. It's a phenomenal opportunity with a diverse workforce. And you also have better employee performance. It's more inclusive. And not only that, it's a true representation of the communities that we live and work in.
It sure is the community and the customers.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, thank you for outlining the key elements of the business case. And it's refreshing to talk about doing the right thing from a business perspective, but also from a values perspective. You know, I think it's when you bring those two things together and people can really bring their whole being to work and feel comfortable and included, that companies can really get the best out of folks.
And that's the goal. Yeah, absolutely. We want our employees to be who they are, and we want to celebrate who they are and understand that who they are adds value to the community, it adds value to the culture and to the business. And so it's very important to do that.
So let's talk a little bit. You know, I think you did a really nice job of pointing it out, Amy. I mean, lots of times we intellectually understand, and we understand the business case, but what then we have to bring it home, right? So what can leaders do on a day-to-day basis, you know, that basic behavior basis to encourage and facilitate diversity, equity, and inclusion?
So first, leaders should evaluate their own team and ensure that they are diverse. We have to lead by example. So the best way to encourage a diverse work culture is to make room for everyone at the table. and knowing that their voice is welcome, it's heard, and it's respected. So when we are asking our teams, when we're asking our leaders to bring in, we need to make sure that we ourselves are, we have a diverse team. And then we need to encourage them to really understand how important their voice is. And they're at the table for a reason. And one way of doing this, you know, there's so many different resources within companies. I can use PNC as an example. We have employee business resource groups. They're called EBRGs. And they help build a culture of connection and belonging. And employees learn from different voices, experiences, values, cultures. And EBRGs also help to grow and develop the talent.
Mm.
A diverse cross-section of talent allows for a definitely a greater perspective. And leaders need to let employees know that what makes you different makes you powerful. And another way to help facilitate a diverse and inclusive culture is through the company's intranet. I mean, you know, this is a great resource and a great way for employees to become aware and keep track of all the multicultural religions and holidays and celebrations. So there is a number of things on a day-to-day basis that we can encourage a diverse and inclusive workforce, but most important is that we are representing that as leaders, and that will allow our teams to see it and then activate on that.
That's great. Some of those things are such simple steps but they're important, right?
They are. And the EBRGs, I will tell you what's really nice about those is they're employee driven, they're employee led, they're employee owned.
Yeah.
And not only are they a part of something, but they're helping build. And that's huge.
And, you know, I love what you said about providing visibility for simple things like all the different holidays that maintained by different traditions. I know that when we started doing that at Inforum, I learned about holidays and traditions that I didn't know about before. And that was such a wonderful experience. And I found that by learning about that through work, it's also helped my personal relationships because I'm more conversant. I'm more able to be curious and, you know, sort of learn more as I move through the world in general. So thank you for mentioning some of those, some of those simple things that we tend to like speed right by, but they're important.
So
another part of this journey is sort of, how do you define success and communicate what that looks like to your team?
So I do know success, it can mean something different to everyone. As a leader, we are watched, listened to, and imitated. So the best way for me to define success for my team is being a person of value and also being consistent. Value represents a level of importance. The more valuable you become, the more successful you will become. And being a person of value is being accountable and transparent and giving 100% of your every day. And it's kind of like what we said earlier. It's bringing our true selves to work, being our whole selves and being present in that. It's your authenticity. And then consistency. Consistency is really important because it creates credibility. And credibility is that trust. Your team is allowing, you're allowing them to believe in you. So it really reflects our values and our abilities. Which can lead to bigger opportunities and personal growth. So success and how I communicate it is leading by example and then being my whole self so my team can come in and be their whole selves every day.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I love that you mentioned consistency because, you know, there's with the things happening in the world, we're actually recording this on a day that's important from a trial perspective relative to George Floyd. And, you know, with all those things that are happening out there in the world, I think people are watching for whether this is the flavor du jour sort of effort or whether this is core. And it's clear from your response that it's core, not only for you as a leader, but for PNC as an organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, very, very important. So let's talk about women for just a minute. And, you know, gender.
I can do that.
There you go. Yeah, we could do that. So we know that women have made slow, steady gains in achieving leadership positions, but the gender gap persists. Can you share an experience that illustrates how you've overcome the barriers that women so often face?
Yeah. So being a woman, as you noted, being a woman in corporate America has its challenges. And being a woman of color, sometimes those challenges are compounded because of the color of our skin. I've worked for three companies over the past 30 years. And when I first started in corporate, it was a very white, male-dominated space. Women were not at the table. And diversity and inclusion at that time was not even part of the culture. Over the years, it has slowly begun to change, and diversity being defined, you know, when I saw it change, diversity became white women in more management executive roles, not women of color.
Yep.
And it was, yeah, so it's been just this evolution just going, and I've been watching it over my 30 years in corporate, and it was not until about 10 years ago that I started to really see Black and brown men and women begin to sit at the table. And I often look back at my 30-year journey and I see that my life's greatest teacher today is my journey that I've had. All of the joys and ups and downs, the sadness, the challenges and the barriers, they are my foundation, and they've become a foundation of strength for me. And I've overcome my barriers through my experiences and learning to believe in myself. I own my journey and I use it. I use it in a positive way. And one thing that I really have learned over my 30-year journey is we are not defined by one moment or by one person or even by a group of people. And I've learned that within us, within me, within all of us, all women, there's something greater than any obstacle or barrier we will ever face. And that has definitely come over time. Again, I started 30 years ago in being with 10 companies or being with three companies over those years and just seeing it evolve. I've really just learned to utilize my journey as a foundation and use it to make me better and to make those around me better.
That is just such a powerful observation. You know, whether it's a mistake or whether it's a very difficult, not a mistake, but a very difficult situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, that you face, I think all of us, when we're going through it, we feel like this is the end. You know, this is like,
right.
Not gonna,
that's right.
You know. Yeah. And everyone tells us that it's not what happens at that moment so much as it is what you do next.
Absolutely. Because it happened and we can't take it away. And sometimes most of the time, we can't control what's around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to choose. We utilize it as a chance for us to be stronger. Because it happened. And so it's a choice. It's not easy. And it's come over, you know, through that evolution over the past 30 years, it's come over time and it's come over the feelings that I've had. I mean, it's sometimes those struggles are real. But at the end, you could choose to make, you know, utilize them to make you stronger. And yeah.
Right. 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 It's a choice. No, really. It is. It's a choice. Like getting out of bed. It's a choice. You got to do all that. And, you know, Amy, I just love, I'm fascinated by your observation that it's been the last 10 years when you've started to see women and men of color, even really in the equation from a corporate perspective. I'm glad to hear that you're seeing some evidence of that. Sometimes it's hard, you know, Inforum has since 2003 published the Michigan Women's Leadership Report that tracks, and actually PNC has been a supporter of that project, helping us to put it in print. Thank you for that. But, you know, I've just been alarmed, dismayed, and quite frankly, a little discouraged at some of the trends. We have seen some very slow progress for women overall, but in, you know, that report measures the women in on the boards of directors and in top leadership roles at the largest public companies that are headquartered in Michigan. And we've seen very little movement since 2003 in the number and percentage of women of color. It's been stalled, quite frankly. And I look forward to seeing what the next numbers are, but it's hard to look at those numbers and not be discouraged. So hopefully there's more of a visible pipeline that's growing.
Absolutely. And I have to thank you and Inform, because you're helping everyone see that we are here. You know, there are many women and women of color and many women in really impactful, impactful areas in the community. And we're here to help, and we're here and we are helping. We are making a difference and we are being seen. And so having a platform like Inform allows everyone around us to see, because sometimes you wonder, is it ever going to change? You know, is it ever going to happen? And then you realize it actually has changed a little bit. Do we have a lot of growth? Absolutely. But we're making the right direction. We're making those steps forward.
Oh my gosh, I love your optimism. Thank you for that. I mean, it's just, I may start calling you first thing in the morning.
I don't mind. It's my best time after my workout in the morning. I'm wonderful.
So, one more question in this section. Sure. Do you have a favorite quote you'd like to share?
I do. So Maya Angelou, absolutely have incredible respect and admiration. She has a quote that I keep with me. It's in front of me. I have it in my office. And it says, "I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. It's a very simple quote, but it's a very powerful, and it means so much. And what it means to me is it really helps keeps me pushing forward. It keeps me pushing forward, knowing that I did not get here where I am today alone. I'm on the shoulders of many who believed, and I'd like to say believed in me, who sacrificed and who did not stand still. And then I take it a little bit further. So just as I am on their shoulders today, I know that tomorrow others will be on mine. So it keeps me grounded, it keeps me focused, and it helps me to always remember how important, you know, a lot of people sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, it doesn't matter if I don't, you know, if I'm not there, or if I don't voice my opinion, I'm just one person. But it does matter. If we were all say, I'm just one person, all of us collectively together, we stand so much stronger. So I know that my one person, me, I am important. And I know that I can help tomorrow. I can help those tomorrow. So I love her quote. Again, I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. And that quote does so much for me. And I see it every day. And I try to live by that every day and not forget that I did not get here alone.
Oh my, that is just absolutely fabulous. And I have to confess, I hadn't heard that particular Maya Angelou quote before. One of hers is also one of my favorites, but thank you so much.
No, thank you for asking. It's one of my favorites. I love that you asked.
I'm a big believer in quotes. I'm sort of addicted to them. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So before you go, Amy, can you share with us a story about how you used, or even maybe a time when you wish you'd used, a key leadership competency and why that mattered.
Yes. So I would have to say self-awareness. Something that's really made me more aware. When I look back at my life, actually, when we kind of look back at our lives, there's a circumstance or a time when something happens and we find ourselves shifting. And when we shift, we raise our standards and our lives begin to change because we begin to change. And my shift came years ago when I was new again to the corporate world. And I worked for a global company that I respected, a lot of respect. And I worked very hard and it was recognized in my reviews. I received excellent performance reviews for years. I was there for almost 20 years. But I noticed that as the years passed, I was being passed. Mm. I was being passed for promotions and raises and I wasn't growing in my career. And so one year after another strong review, I respectfully asked my manager, you know, what do I have to do different to grow within the organization? And what is it that I'm not doing? And she couldn't answer me. And that was a pivotal moment for me. I mean, I was angry at myself for not speaking up sooner, for not believing in myself more and seeing my value. And I was disappointed in my leadership and my manager. And she was never able to answer me. Wow. But that day changed. I changed that day. That was my shift. But my manager also changed and our relationship changed. So what I appreciated is I found my voice that day. And I've never let it go since, because what I learned, the value of my voice, I learned it was uncomfortable, but we have to have those uncomfortable situations in order for us to really see ourselves sometimes, and then also for others. So not only did I learn and grow from that experience, but so did my manager. And it was difficult, but it was necessary and it was needed. And I believe we both grew from that. And I would say, you know, after all of these years, I've never forgotten that situation. That was my shift. That was when I raised my standards for myself. That's when my life began to change.
Amy, that is such a powerful story that I think many people need to hear. Because I agree with you, and I think you know, being on our board, that so many of our leadership development programs focus on self-awareness as a core competency. That it's difficult to grow further if you don't first master that, for so many reasons. But what a powerful story about finding your voice. And also, by the way, I just have to say, not beating yourself up too much for not doing it sooner, because I think that's what happens to us, right? We're hard on ourselves and we just kick ourselves that we didn't figure this out sooner. And it's kind of like, well, that's, you have to get past that. And, yeah. to keep moving, but that is really, really a wonderful story, and one that I will return to, because there are opportunities every day to use your voice, and you have to be wise about that. But it's back to what we talked about at the beginning, right? It's about bringing your true self to work.
Absolutely, and it's not easy. It's hard if you don't have that platform. So it kind of goes also back to bringing that diversity and inclusion within the workplace, because providing a platform for us to come into and be our true selves, it's changing. It changes everything. It changes the dynamics of the organization, of the community, of ourselves. And you are more loyal, committed, dedicated. You have an understanding. You have a purpose. You know what that is. And it's important. This conversation, Terry, is so important. And I really appreciate that we've had the opportunity to have it. And if my experiences and insight on my journey can help one person, then I'm glad that I was able to be free and that you provided a platform for me to be my true authentic self and to share these stories. They can help.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm honored, honestly. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I do appreciate what you and Inform does.
Well, that wraps up our podcast. Please come back.
I would love to.
Please, yeah, we'll have to have you back. And we hope that our listeners come back to informmichigan.org for more opportunities to meet her. And while you're there, check out season 1, as well as Meet Him, a podcast series in which male leaders share what they've learned about the importance of diverse leadership. And don't forget to check out our growing library of video tips, virtual leadership development programming, and our calendar of virtual events. Thanks for joining us today.